Thank you and good morning. Just yesterday, it was announced that AllFlex is introducing a groundbreaking cow monitoring solution for beef farms. AllFlex Livestock Intelligence, an Anquil brand, is pleased to introduce the SenseTime Beef Cow Monitoring Solution. This new monitoring solution, designed exclusively for beef cattle farms, delivers actionable information on the reproduction, health, and well-being status of individual cows and groups. A smart and modular solution, SenseTime Beef supports both AI and natural breeding farms for both penned and grazing cows. More calves and increased peace of mind. SenseTime Beef enables unmatched cow reproduction and health management, empowering beef cattle farmers to significantly increase the number of calves produced on their farms. Precise cycling information, including highly accurate heat detection, detection of Anastrudis cows, and cows suspected for abortion, makes breeding more cost-effective and less laborious. Farms that use artificial insemination benefit from precise guidance on insemination timing. In natural breeding herds, knowing when a cow's last heat was, as recorded in the system, helps to predict the calving date, instead of relying on pregnancy checks only. Accurate health reports provide actionable insight on each cow for proactive, individualized health management. This is particularly effective for optimizing the health and well-being of the cows during the crucial breeding, calving, and weaning phases. To improve farmers' overall quality of life, SenseTime Beef is accessible from any mobile device from anywhere at any time. This, together with real-time alerts for incidences like heat or cow distress, alleviates farmers' fear of missing an important event. Likewise, it provides them with the freedom and peace of mind to step away from the farm and perform other activities. It provides flexible, high powering, and is suited to evolving business needs. Powered by AllFlex's market-proven, sophisticated algorithms to analyze behavior based on activity, rumination, eating, and other key cow states, SenseTime Beef brings a contemporary, data-driven management approach to the beef cattle sector. Versatile by nature, SenseTime Beef offers a choice of varied application plan levels, upfront and subscription-based payment options, and user devices. Farmers can also choose between the eSense Flex Ear Tags or cSense Flex Neck Tags. All elements in the solution can be expanded or changed to fit evolving needs. With our expertise in optimizing cow health, well-being, and productivity already proven through the millions of dairy cows that are monitored by our solutions on a daily basis, we're proud to be expanding our capabilities to beef cows, commented Dr. Steven Wiskoff, CEO of Anquil. SenseTime Beef will enable smarter, more sustainable farming with the insights and analytics needed to optimize the productivity of every cow. By extending better livestock monitoring, we're helping to ensure a secure and prosperous future for more farmers and their families. AllFlex Livestock Intelligence, an Anquil company, is a world leader in the design, development, manufacturing, and delivery of animal identification and monitoring solutions. We bring cutting-edge, particularly applications of visual and electronic animal identification, tissue sampling, traceability, and monitoring technologies to the world's livestock industries. With some 1,900 team members worldwide, we have a global network of experts built up over 60 years, each with a great depth of experience and unparalleled knowledge, who act as a resource to farmers, companies, and countries. AllFlex has manufacturing and technology subsidiaries in North America, Europe, Israel, South America, China, Australia, and New Zealand. Our products are distributed in over 100 countries. To find out more, go to www.allflex.global. The swine industry can soon see new technology to improve the health of pigs during the weaning transition. Keeping pigs healthy during weaning ensures they will continue to grow. A new product from Alltech called Vigilin, launched during 118, the Alltech Ideas Conference, will help producers ensure piglet health during weaning and will be showcased by Alltech this week at World Pork Expo. Ernie Hansen, a swine nutrition technical service manager for Hubbard Feeds, says Vigilin promotes gut health in wean pigs to keep them healthy.
Vigilin is a new technology developed by Alltech, which helps ease the transition on the baby pig from weaning to dry feed. And how it works is by improving the gut health. And the gut health is extremely important for that baby pig during that transition, as the gut is the largest immune organ in the body. And if we keep that healthy, the pig is going to want to eat, and a pig that eats will grow.
Keeping piglets healthy during weaning is critical to the producer's profitability.
A pig that eats and doesn't grow can't make anyone any money, whereas, you know, a pig that eats and grows faster, you know, is going to be healthier for its entire life. It's going to be able to fight off diseases for its entire life, and it's going to end up in a better end product for our consumers.
Pork producers would use Villagen immediately after weaning pigs.
Farmer would use this immediately after he weans his baby pig. So whether that's an 18 or a 21-day weaning, we'd want to add it at about 3 pounds per ton of feed, and we would feed that for about 21 to 28 days post-weaning.
Research shows piglets consuming Villagen have improved average daily gain and average daily feed intake. Increasing feed intake in the piglets optimizes performance and provides a sturdy platform for optimum health, specifically gut health.
Our internal trials are quite astounding, the responses that we've got. We've got an additional 1.6 pounds of increased body weight at the end of that 24-day weaning period that maintained that weight gain throughout its life, and we actually increased survivability and the amount of number of all-value pigs that went into the finisher.
For more information, visit www.alltech.com/villagen. With all the talk on new technologies to improve animal health and therefore animal welfare, there are still animal rights activist groups that are high concern to the Animal Agriculture Alliance. The Animal Agriculture Alliance, a nationwide nonprofit organization working to bridge the communication gap between farm and fork, is appalled by the recent actions of Direct Action Everywhere, an extreme animal rights group. As part of its Animal Liberation Conference, Direct Action Everywhere spearheaded a protest during which hundreds of activists descended upon a California farm. The activists unlawfully entered a barn and stole animals. Ultimately, dozens of activists were arrested for trespassing on the farm. Alarmingly, the ringleaders of the stunt are calling upon activists across the country to receive training in order to conduct copycat protests on other farms. Unfortunately, this is not a new tactic for this group. Direct Action Everywhere has conducted several self-proclaimed open rescues in which they trespass on farms and remove animals. As the Alliance stated when the group first began using this tactic, this complete disregard for the safety of animals as well as private property is deeply concerning, and Direct Action Everywhere cannot be allowed to continue to operate in this manner. It is beyond disheartening that farmers and ranchers, along with their families and employees, have to prepare to potentially be the targets of activists, publicity stunts, in addition to managing the daily stresses of farming. Caring for livestock and poultry is a demanding task that we entrust to less than 2% of our population. It is unacceptable that they have to add the potential for hundreds of extreme activists arriving at their place of business, with their home frequently on the same property, to an already long list of sources of stress. These incidents have consequences for the livestock and poultry involved as well, as unauthorized visitors to barns can introduce disease threats and frighten animals, potentially causing injury. Removing animals from their controlled environment also exposes them to potential diseases, which could lead to death. Despite activists' claims to the contrary, biosecurity is of the utmost importance on farms and established protocols need to be followed. By entering barns and handling animals without prior authorization and appropriate oversight, these extremists are putting the health and safety of livestock and poultry at risk in order to get attention for their cause. The organization is clearly willing to take extreme, dangerous measures to further its mission of trying to destroy animal agriculture, as stated by leader Wayne Hissing at the 2016 Animal Rights National Conference. The Allegiance once again urges law enforcement and policymakers to take a strong stance against this illegal activity. Every state has animal cruelty laws in place, and any concerns about animal care should be reported to local law enforcement, not investigated by extremists with an obvious agenda. The Department of Homeland Security has recognized agriculture and food production as critical components of our infrastructure and national security. Therefore, it is of utmost importance that business owners continue to strengthen the security of their facilities and that law enforcement provide support to farmers and ranchers. The Alliance urges farmers and ranchers to remain vigilant and aware of threats posed by extremists who have no respect for the law or animal safety. We also ask law enforcement to provide any assistance possible to the agriculture community in preventing these unlawful visits from occurring. For more information on farm security or details about this incident, contact the Alliance at info@animalallegiance.org. The National Corn Growers Association says Farm and Biofuel Coalition is demanding that EPA account for lost volumes due to secretive, retroactive small refinery exemptions. Today, a coalition of biofuel and agriculture groups petitioned the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, to change its regulations to account for lost volumes of renewable fuel resulting from the unprecedented number of retroactive small refinery exemptions from renewable fuel standards, obligations recently granted by the EPA. The parties on the petition are the Renewable Fuels Association, American Coalition for Ethanol, Growth Energy, National Biodiesel Board, National Corn Growers Association, Biotechnology Industry Organization, and National Farmers Union. This petition comes days after several ethanol and farm groups challenged three specific small refinery exemptions granted by EPA. While the lawsuit in the 10th Circuit challenged those exemptions as wrongly decided, this petition to EPA seeks a border, forward-looking remedy to account for the collective lost volumes caused by the unprecedented number of retroactive small refinery exemptions. RFA, ACE, NBB, Growth, NCGA, BIO, and NFU also filed suit in the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit on the same issue. However, the petitioners at the time requested that the court stay proceedings for a period of time. That's all the time we have today on the Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.